Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Huey Lewis in the news. Joe Schlesinger, you relate, right?
First of all, I have to say, I don't know about you. I know that Huey Lewis is not exactly, you know, considered the genius of music, but it makes you feel good, doesn't it?
He always makes you feel. There's nothing that he plays that doesn't make you feel kind of good, right?
Yeah. It's like upbeat. It's great. I like that. Good bump music. Was that your choice or the boss?
No,
behind the scenes?
I don't. They don't allow me to make any choices on music.
My gosh.
I said, I've got some ideas. They said,
you just
focus on content, they tell
yeah.
me.
And, great. Well, let's do some content. How are you feeling
yeah,
today?
Yeah. So can this inflation kill the recovery?
I hope
you're
not.
Right about it.
Yeah. I mean, look,
money.com.
The numbers aren't great. And I mean, you just have to go out shopping and drive your car and you realize it. Here's the big question. Is a lot of the stuff that we're seeing in terms of price increases, is it due to weird pandemic quirks or is there longer lasting inflation that's going to stick around? That we don't know the answer to. And why is this important? Because this is going to really determine whether or not the Federal Reserve acts. Remember, what's the Fed? The Fed is the central bank and they've got two big jobs. It's called the dual mandate. One is foster enough economic growth so that anyone who wants a job can get a job. The other side is keep an eye on prices. Don't let them flare up too much, inflation being bad, but don't let them sit around and be deflationary, stay sort of stagnant or down, because that's also bad for the economy. So it's a real tension. Right now, the Fed has said, we believe a lot of the price increases, whether it's gas prices or car prices because there's a lack of chips that are out there, or lumber that's causing a lot of problems in the and petroleum products and all these things that are causing problems in housing, that those are going to be short-lived. But what we don't know is, hey, you know, if you've gone out to dinner, it costs a little bit more to go out to dinner these days, right? And is that mm-hmm. going to stick around post-pandemic? That's the big question we don't know.
All right, so if all things being equal, Jill, if you went on vacation for 6 months and you came back and you said, I got to figure out where the economy's at without just looking at a report. I'm going to give you a multiple choice here and see.
Oh,
which
I
one,
love multiple which, choice.
Yeah. So if you're going, I need to get to figure out, if I give me the indicators and I'll tell you how the economy's doing, would it be the price of oil? Would it be Walmart sales? Would it be car sales? Would it be new construction and new homes?
I'm going to go off the board because there's always an annoying kid like me in the class, which is
everyone.
The answer is not on the list. And then you go to the teacher or the professor and you say you goofed and then you're screwed anyway because that person, the professor hates you forever. So here's what you need to look at. Number one, where's economic growth in 6 months? Where are we settling down? We had a contraction, a shrinking of the economy last year. Terrible. This year, we're going to have a big growth year, 6.5, maybe 7% growth. Where are we next year? So where's GDP? Are we settling in at 3% growth? That would be good. 3.5% growth would be fantastic. That would be awesome. So growth, job situation, what's the unemployment rate? Consumer spending, for sure, and inflation. Those are going to be my four that I keep an eye on. Why is this all intertwined? It's all intertwined, right? Because it's all well and good to say, let's look at Walmart sales. But that doesn't really tell you, well, what about the person buying that product, right? So I buy a bunch of stuff at Walmart. Was it easy for me to buy that because I got a raise at work? Or was it a struggle because I got a 3% raise at work, but prices are 4% higher? You know, so it's all intertwined. What we really need to see is, what is the post-pandemic economy really going to settle in? Will it regress to the mean? Will it go back to where we were before? Or is there something brand new happening in the economy that we have not seen before? And those questions are just impossible to answer right now. It's driving economists crazy.
Yeah, and I can see why. You know, one of the things that we fight with here, and other states do too, and you're well aware of it, is you hear it time and time again from the restaurant owners, as a place that's going to open for live music. They hope at the end of August. I say, what do you mean you hope? They say, we don't know if we have enough people that can work the kitchen and work it, and we can train them in time that we can open at the end of August, because the government keeps writing them checks, and they don't want to come back to work. And I know you've heard this time and time again, but will that end here shortly as the checks end, do you think, when people have to go back to work, or is this something that really can have a profound impact on the economy?
So let's go back in time. Why did we have the government write stimulus checks and enhance unemployment benefits? Because we wanted them to stay home. We really did. We were like, yeah, stay home. We got to get this thing under control. So yes, that is exactly what was intended to happen. And now we got to get them back. Here's something weird that's happened, especially in the hospitality industry, because it was hit so hard. You know what people did? They looked around. They said, hey, you know what? That job in the kitchen, it stinks. It's a terrible job. And a lot of those people said, I'd rather work in an air-conditioned Amazon warehouse making $15, $16, $18 an hour with benefits, thank you very much, than in a sweaty kitchen hovering over a fry later. So what is happening is there is a real shakeout in the labor market now that is to be worked out. You're right. The checks are going to end. Everything's ending, you know, this summer, right? And I understand there's a lot of people that had kid issues and childcare issues and parent issues and all these things. So they're like, I'll take the summer off. I think come the fall, we're going to really see what's going on in the labor market. And just remember this, I don't think this is going to be so much of a, worker versus employer. I think this is big versus little, because if you're the individual small operator, the mom and pop retail company restaurant, you know what you're contending with? You're contending with the big guys who can afford to pay all that money. And that's really where it's going to shake out. The big are going to get bigger. And I'm worried, because I was a small business owner myself, that smaller companies have a harder time really competing in this environment. They really are. And I don't like that, because I like the small company fabric of the United States.
Oh, amen. I'm with you. Jill, thanks so much for the insight as always.
Take care.
You bet. JillOnMoney.com if you want to know more. You know, we were talking about this earlier with Blois Olson. I didn't even realize this, but you can't fire a legislator unless they commit a felony. Should you be able to? John Thompson sitting there and he's got all these things, and they bring him again and they say, John Thompson, he's saying, you can't do anything to me because I haven't been convicted of anything here. Should you be able to? Should you be able to fire a politician? 651-989-9226. You can text us or call us, 651-989-9226. Should you be able to fire politicians, and who should have the right to decide if they're fired or not, short of the next election? 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. I didn't even realize all these things until John Thompson brought them to light. But this is going to continue to get messy. But if he doesn't want to go, near as I can tell, he doesn't have to go. Should we have something new in place? 651-989-9226. Mike Max sitting in on the morning news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.